You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Coulton. And this week, we are revisiting some games that the whole family can play together.
Finally.
And I want to go back to a very special moment we had on the show with Sesame Street's Sonia Manzano. You know her as Maria, and she brought along Emilio Delgado, who you know as her husband Luis, and they played a game about Muppets in their neighborhood. And then they surprised the audience with a unbelievably heartwarming, nostalgic musical treat. Now, the game we are going to play with you is called These Are the Muppets in Your Neighborhood. Jonathan and I are going to give you a name and brief description of a Sesame Street Muppet. And you have to tell us, is it a real Muppet? Or is it one that we made up? Because there's been lots of different ones over the years. So we are going to alternate between the two of you. Just tell us, is it real Muppet or fake Muppet?
All right, Amelia, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Stinky, a stinkweed plant who is friendly but smelly and blooms a flower out of his head on his birthday.
Believe it or not, that's real.
That is real. That is a real Muppet.
Yeah.
I want to be clear, when we say real, it's still a puppet.
An actual puppet, yeah.
Right, it's an actual puppet.
What was that about?
Stinky?
Yeah.
I think it had, was it part of Oscar's?
I think it was thing? Oscar's
yeah.
plant.
I think it was Oscar's pet plant, I think.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So, and he had to be stinky, of course.
Right, yeah.
If he was going to like any flower, it had to be that.
Yeah, it had to be the stinkweed.
Stink. Yeah.
Harvey Kneeslapper, a mustachioed practical joker who laughs at his own jokes, such as asking, do you want me to keep an eye on your hat? And then smashing the hat with a giant letter I. Yes, Sonia.
That is a real Muppet cat.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Clearly modeled after my older brother.
I hope not. This puppet had great big yellow teeth.
Used to hang out with Guy Smiley.
Oh, yeah? They were buds?
Remember him? Guy
Smiley. Imagine the trouble they must have gotten up to together. All right, Emilio, is this real or fake? Miles Millennial, a boy puppet who wants a prize for everything he does. Apologies to our younger listeners.
Yeah.
We need your support.
Actually, that's a good idea for a puppet, but no, it's not.
It's fake.
Puppet.
It's totally fake. It's all for the joke.
All right, we've decided this is a little too easy, so let's make it more of a competition. Let's turn on your buzzers, and for these next ones, we'll see who rings in first. Real or fake? Professor Hastings, a professor whose lectures are so dull, he falls asleep during them. Sonia.
Fake.
That's real. I know, it seems like a terrible lesson.
Not to mention dreary television.
Dreary.
The character's falling asleep.
Meryl Sheep, an acting teacher and a sheep, with an accent similar to Meryl Streep's in Sophie's Choice. Amelia.
Yes, she's real.
That is real.
Yes.
A little on the dark side, but real, yeah.
I know, but real, yeah. No, I remember her. Oh, she was terrific. What was it?
Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
I'm just amazed they can remember anything from 45 years ago.
Yeah.
But Emilio is our winner.
Oh,
congratulations.
And now we have kind of an amazing treat. Sonia and Emilio will sing a very special Sesame Street song that Sonia wrote the lyrics to, accompanied by your very own Jonathan Coulton.
You ready?
Ready.
Do it.
Here we go.
Each time we meet at work or the street, we always say hello. But you say hola, and I say hola. It's a word that we both know. Hola means hi, hello, not goodbye. Why, everywhere you go.
The girls say hola.
The boys say hola. Cause hola means hello.
Latins from Alaska or from Spain or fair Nebraska will say hola when they mean hello.
Latins from Havana or Detroit or all Montana know that's just how the old greeting goes.
Latins from Queens and the hip Argentines say hola when greeting each other. We know the way, we can all say hola, what's happening, brother? Take it from us and don't make a fuss. We want you in the know.
Come on, everybody.
So just say hola. Come on, say
hola.
Say hola instead of hello.
Let me tell you something. There was not a dry eye in the house. How'd it feel for you? You were playing with them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this job has led me to a lot of bizarre situations, but that was one of the weirdest. I mean, I know as an adult that they are actual people just playing characters on Sesame Street,
yeah.
But I don't think I really, really, really realized it until I met them. And then I got confused again because then we were singing a Sesame Street song together, and it was like, what is happening? Yeah, amazing.
I know, and there was this whole, you know, we have our live audience there, and you look out, all these adults, and let me tell you, they all had this look in their eyes like they were 10 years old again.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of amazing.
Ophira, I think we have made the children wait long enough for the thing that they really want.
And what's that?
It is a game about candy bars.
Let's welcome Mike Cisneros and Sarah Shepard. Sarah, I understand you're a big pop culture fan and just moved to New York from North Carolina. Welcome.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice to have you. And Mike, you're a trivia buff too since, what, grade five?
Yeah,
grade?
Roughly.
You discovered Games Magazine and it was all over, right?
Absolutely.
As it does. All right. Well, this game is called Name That Candy Bar. I'm going to describe the name of a popular candy bar, and you have to tell me which bar I'm talking about. For example, if I said, it's the galaxy we call home, you would say, Milky Way. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will go on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. It's the favorite dessert of Alexandra Dumas. Here's what it's made of. Chocolate and nougat. Sarah.
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers is correct. It's where baseball pitchers stand. Mike.
Mounds.
Mounds is correct. Now, I will admit to you right now that these are all American chocolate bars, candy bars. They do not resonate with my soul as a Canadian. So you say Mounds, I think Coffee Crisp. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Blank stares. Yep. All right. Witherspoon's vessel for liquid filled with Skippy. Sarah.
Reese's. Peanut butter cup.
Correct. Your next question. Laughs condescendingly. Mike.
Chuckles.
Chuckles. That is incorrect. I would enjoy that bar. I'm not sure about it.
Sounds like a great bar.
But that is incorrect. Sarah, do you have a guess?
Don't have a guess.
All right, here's what's in it. It's made with chocolate, nougat, caramel, and peanuts.
Snickers.
Snickers is correct. Is that what you were thinking of, Mike, when you said chuckles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I can't remember the name. What is it again? It's, what is the name, Sarah?
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit is correct. Well done. Perhaps you prefer hefty or stout or heavy set? Mike.
Chunky.
Chunky, correct. It's Sarah Palin's maiden name. A lot of eyes are glancing off to the right as if that's where the answer would be. Okay, let me tell you what's in it. It's made from chocolate and toffee. Mike.
Score?
That is a very good guess. Because you're in the right realm, but it's before score. Sarah.
Heath?
Heath! You got that. You're right. The giver of the gift of the Magi. Okay, it's made with fudge, peanuts, and caramel, all wrapped in one. Not sure. Okay, if you know the answer, yell it out.
Oh, Henry!
Oh, Henry! Yes. Absolutely nothing. Nada zilch. Here's another hint. It's one of my favorites. Okay, it's made with white fudge, almond nougat, and caramel. White fudge. Weird. But delicious. Not sure? Okay. Should we throw it out there? Let's throw it out there.
Zero.
Zero is correct. Have you ever had a zero, Sarah?
No. No.
Mike?
Is it Canadian?
No.
I like that you tried to blame it on me, though. Very interesting. All right. Sarah moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. Jonathan, you've played, what, hundreds of parody songs in our show by now?
Feels that way, yeah.
Yeah. But this next one was very... It was very heartwarming. It was touching.
Yeah, yeah. This is a song I wrote about becoming a parent, and which everyone knows is a wonderful, life-changing experience. But it's also a horrible, horrible trauma, and it's kind of a complicated emotional situation. That's why the song is called You Ruined Everything.
I was fine. I pulled myself together just in time to throw myself away. Once my perfect world was gone, I knew you ruined everything in the nicest way. You should know how great things were before you. Even so, they're better still today. Now I can't think who I was before you ruined everything in the nicest way.
Jonathan Coulton.
Thank you.
Oh, the kids, they grow up so fast. One moment they're begging to be held by you, the next they are texting into their smartphones, completely ignoring you. I don't even understand half the things they're texting. And that is the subject of our final round, led by our puzzle guru, John Chudesky.
Our final game is called Initial This. We'll give you the initials of a common texting or internet message expression, and you tell us what the initials stand for. For example, if I said BRB, you'd say be right back. The final round is played spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. Last person standing is today's grand prize winner. Ready, players?
Yes.
Here we go. LOL, Danny.
Laughing out loud.
That's right. Diana, JK.
Just kidding.
That's correct. Dory, BTW.
By the way.
Yes. Eric, TMI.
Too much information.
Uh-huh, that's right. Mike, OMG.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so right. Danny, BFF.
Best friends forever.
That's right. Just like you and me, Danny. Okay, Diana, FWIW.
For what it's worth.
Yes. Dory, ROTFL.
Rolling on the floor laughing.
That's right. Eric, NSFW.
Oh, yeah?
I guess you don't know
that.
No,
I see that a lot.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, not safe for work.
Not safe for work is right. Mike, IMHO.
in my humble opinion.
Yes. Danny, TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later. That's correct. Diana, IDK.
I don't know.
You sure you have any clue whatsoever? You sure?
Could it be? All right,
I
don't
got
know.
It. Yes, I get it. You're right. Dory, FTW.
For the win.
That's right. Eric, YW. 3 seconds.
Young women?
No.
Not safe for work.
Now I see where that NSFW comes from. Okay. Mike, YW.
You wish.
No, it's not no. You wish. Danny, YW.
You win?
Not you win either. Diana, take a guess.
You're welcome.
You're welcome is correct. Okay. The boys are off the stage. It's down to Diana and Dory. Dory, here we go. CML.
Call me later.
Call you later is right. Diana, IRL.
In real life.
In real life is right. Dory, ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
Yes, in case you missed it. Diana, YGTBKM.
One more time.
YGTBKM. 3 seconds.
Nope.
No guess. Dory, any guess?
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes, that's right. You win.
That's our show. Thanks so much for listening. Check out our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Ask Me Another. And come see us live or even be a contestant. Just go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, his name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our senior supervising producer is Art Chung.
Narc Thug.
With additional puzzle writing by Josiah Madigan, James Ramsey, Noah Tarno, Mary Tobler, Greg Volk, and senior writers Kyle Beakley and Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another's produced by Denny Shin.
Shed Ninny.
Lena Mazitzis.
L.A. is Mini Zits.
Mike Katzeff.
Me Tika Fez.
Annabelle Bacon.
And Abba Clone.
And our intern, Julia Melfi.
I'm Jail Fuel.
Along with Anya Grunman.
A damn angry nun.
Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.